Solution today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us each and every week at this time from the New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, along with Don Ahmed, who is Scion's marketing manager. Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. It seems like the New York Auto Show and Scion kind of go hand in hand. You guys have done a lot of things here over the years.
Yeah, New York's been a big venue for us since 2002 when we launched the Scion brand here, and we've had several concept car introductions here in New York, as well as production introductions here in New York.
So the big story here today is a concept vehicle and a very unusual concept vehicle. Tell us all about it.
It's called the FRS Concept, and it's a sports coupe concept, and it's beautiful styling. It's in a color that we call Code Red, and it's got 20-inch wheels on it, 18-inch brakes, and it's just a gorgeous car, and it really showcases a unique design direction and what we expect to be a beautifully handling car. It's we expect it to have be very responsive, great power-to-weight ratio, and we're very excited about what it brings to the brand, both in terms of styling as well as driving dynamics.
And I understand this is the first rear-wheel drive Scion ever?
It is. We're very excited about that. Our owners have been asking for a rear-wheel drive car, as well as potential customers, and so we're able to hopefully deliver that with this car, as well as meet their expectations just in terms of fun to drive.
Excellent. Let's talk about another very highly anticipated new offering from Scion. I've been talking about it on the show for a while. It's called the IQ. Interesting name and a very fuel-efficient and interesting car.
Yeah, so the IQ also adds something new to our lineup. The FRS concept will bring us something that's definitely a more fun-to-drive car, but the IQ defines fun-to-drive in a very different way. It's a micro-compact car. It feels more premium. But when you get in to drive this car, it doesn't feel like a small car. The handling's great. It feels substantial. And, you know, you get in the car, and it's just fun. I mean, you look at it, it's such a unique car. There's nothing else like it on the road. And when you get in to drive it, you're just blown away.
And I understand, despite its rather small size, it's chock full of safety features, including a lot of airbags.
11 airbags.
Oh, is that a new industry record?
Well, it's, you know,
pretty close to it.
11 standard airbags, industry best, so we're really excited about that as well. The car's got a great turning radius, so it's, you know, from a handling perspective, very, you know, able to maneuver small spaces, and so we think it's going to be a great urban mobility car.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about the average Scion buyer. I understand that in the realm of the TC, that the buyer tends to be one of the youngest in the industry.
It is. Since the launch of the car, the original TC, and now with the new TC, it is the youngest buyer in the industry, and so we're very proud of that, and we're getting the exact buyers that we were looking for when we launched the car.
Excellent. So are these buyers new to the Toyota nameplate as well? Are they pretty much conquest buyers across the board?
They are across all of our vehicles. We're getting in, and that's part of the role of Scion, is to bring in new buyers to the Toyota family. And so all three of our vehicles, XB, XD, and TC, are really delivering on that. And, you know, we get roughly 70% of our buyers are new to the Toyota family.
That's great. Is the New York, is the tri-state area particularly important to the Scion brand?
Yes. We do very well with Scion in New York. And, you know, all three of our vehicles do very well. We expect IQ in particular to do very well here,
yeah, makes
especially
sense.
In kind of the more concentrated urban metros. And so all of our vehicles do very well in New York.
Excellent. And I know the fuel economy ratings for the IQ have not been officially announced, but this is going to be an extremely fuel-efficient vehicle.
We expect that it'll do very well on MPG.
Excellent. I can't wait to check out the concept card, because this is something totally new, rear-wheel drive, and a real kind of a driver's car for Scion the first time. That we've seen that from the brand. So tell our listeners all across North America, Don, where is the best place to monitor all the activities online for Scion?
Well, you can go to scion.com, and then we have social media out there as well. So we have Scion Facebook pages, and hopefully they'll all be able to make it out here to the auto show.
Absolutely.
And see the new concept car and see the IQ, get into the IQ, experience it. So.
Absolutely. We encourage all of our listeners in the tri-state area to come on down and check out what Don is telling you. Some of the cool stuff from Scion. Well, Don, thank you so much for stopping on by and spending a few minutes with us here today.
Thank you.
She is Don Amed from Scion, and that concept car definitely was one of the stars of the New York show. Again, it was called the FRS concept, and Scion historically, in my opinion, has not produced very good-looking vehicles, the TC being the best-looking one of the bunch. They are known primarily for building the boxy vehicles, the XA, the XB, etc., but this is an interesting collaboration. It's a collaboration actually between Toyota and Subaru. Subaru is going to be the one actually making the engine for this car. There will be a Subaru variant of this vehicle as well. And they're doing the chassis, and I think it's a joint venture on the styling. But it looks very sports car-like, a little bit like an exotic car. I'll be very, very curious to see if the styling of this concept car actually makes it into production, because if it does, I think it's going to be a big hit, especially as Mitsubishi is ending production of their Eclipse model, and if this becomes an affordable performance car with a flat four-cylinder engine, maybe a turbocharged power plant down the line, Scion could have a totally different buyer looking at the brand. The IQ that Dom was telling us about is one of the smallest cars out there in the automotive marketplace. When you think of small cars at the top of the list, you'd have to think of the smart car. This car is about the size of the smart car, maybe a tad bit longer. It's got the smart car is a two-seat vehicle. This vehicle is interesting in its seating configuration, that it's a three-seat vehicle, a 2+1 seating. And believe it or not, the folks at Aston Martin are going to sell a variant of this IQ vehicle, this Scion/Toyota vehicle, and they're going to sell that in limited numbers, but only to folks who already own Aston Martins. The Aston Martin version will probably cost about $35,000. The regular Scion IQ version will probably cost closer to $20,000 or so. But New York was chock full of big news, and we've got more great interviews straight ahead. Let me tell you about some of the other more extreme vehicles introduced in New York. The folks at Shelby America, Carroll Shelby's company that developed, of course, what is now the Shelby GT500 Mustang, as well as the Shelby Mustang that was sold for a couple of years through Ford dealers. They've come out with a Super Snake edition of the GT500. Basically, what you do is you go to your Ford dealer and you order a GT500, which is going to cost you about $50,000 or a little bit more. Convertible version is $4,000 or $5,000 more. And in base form, that engine now using an aluminum architecture makes 540 horsepower. Well, they take that engine and they add a lot of racing parts to it and a different supercharger, 800 horsepower. Can you imagine that? Going to cost under $100,000. A lot of money for a Mustang, but a lot of power. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Thank you.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with Bill Gubing, who is Ford's chief engineer of the 2013 Ford Taurus. Bill, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, we have a perfect perch here because we were overlooking the press conference when Mark Fields and a bunch of other folks got up on the stage and took the wraps off the all-new Taurus. As the chief engineer of the 2013 Taurus, let's talk about some of the very special features, including the engine. This is the first time we're going to have two EcoBoost engines available and a four-cylinder in a Taurus. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a really exciting morning for us as we got to take the wraps off the 2013 Taurus. And as you just mentioned, we really expanded the powertrain lineup for this model year. So we have a full range of powertrain offerings. We go all the way from the 2-liter EcoBoost, which will deliver best-in-class fuel economy at 31 miles per gallon. So we're really excited about that. And that's with no compromise in power and performance. We'll still roll about 237 horsepower, 250 foot-pounds of torque there. Then we have our V6 engine, which got some significant upgrades this year. We went to a twin independent variable camshaft timed engine, and we picked up about 27 more horsepower there, a great reduction in part throttle emissions, and about 20% more fuel economy there as well. And then we have the performance customer in mind when we put our 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine in the show performance model. And that's just 365 horsepower of head-snapping fun that we certainly like to play with.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other attributes of this all-new 2013 Taurus compared to the previous generation. This is kind of a mid-cycle facelift with a lot of significant upgrades. How about in the area of braking and suspension? I know on the show side of the fence, you guys have responded to some braking complaints with a package that solves all those problems.
Sure, yeah. So the 2013 Taurus is really about refinement for us. We took our great 2010 product and just tweaked and improved every little attribute, all the way from the performance aspects to the interior craftsmanship and, as you mentioned, the dynamics, right? So on the show model, we did a significant brake upgrade into the car. We knew we had an award-winning engine sitting there, and now we really put the chassis underneath it. So more specifically, we had a 19% increase in thermal mass on the front rotors and a 53% increase on the rears. And then back to the fronts, we did a 67% increase in the swept friction area. So we really gave a significant amount of braking performance. And then we also spent a lot of time on fade, right? So the thermal mass helps us dramatically on fade. We increased our brake fluid performance and really went to work on those front calipers to make the car respond better over time.
That's great, and it looks like you're utilizing some new wheels, and I was commenting to you off-air that I really like the look of those wheels up there on the stage.
Yeah, those 20-inch machine face black-painted pocket wheels are outstanding. They're really an eye-catcher, and we're certainly proud of them.
Definitely. Let's talk about some of the other refinements. As you say, the interior has undergone a transformation. The Taurus in previous guise was extremely well appointed, but you guys have upped the ante even more with more technology, more features, and more luxury. Tell us about that.
Sure, that was certainly our goal with this product. For example, you know, we took it to the extreme of putting a heated steering wheel in, which is a perfect complement to our heated and cooled seats. We have active park assist in the vehicle now for that ultimate convenience in parking your vehicle. We also really have the pinnacle of connectivity in the car with the MyFord Touch system that highlights your center stack with an 8-inch touchscreen and really gives you all that connectivity that you could ask for, from your MP3 player to your Bluetooth phone, your navigation system, all in a really nice graphical display, and really just highlights the center of your vehicle.
Excellent. What is the feature on the vehicle that you're personally most proud of, Bill?
Oh, you know, I'm a performance nut at heart, so, you know, I really like that that performance pack on the show. You know, it is the ultimate in driving for us, and, you know, it just gives us an avenue for Ford's flagship sedan to show off all the attributes and capabilities that the platform has.
Absolutely, and I really like the subtle exterior changes to the show. And I understand during the unveil, you had members of the Ford Show Club.
We did.
Attendance.
We did. We brought in some of our some of our real important and vocal show club members that that are always there to tell us how to make it even better. You know, it's a great sounding board for us of, you know, hey, would you like this? Would you like that? Or where do you see that, you know, we can improve and give you guys a better product? So we try to leverage them as best as we can, and they were real excited to be with us this morning.
That's great, and I understand that they really liked the improvements on the show, so that's a thumbs up from some folks that are very, very important loyal customers to the show brand.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we worked hard for that. You know, I think the biggest news in Taurus, though, you know, to circle back to the beginning of our conversation, is really about fuel economy. And, you know, with the price of gas in everyone's mind today, this 2-liter EcoBoost engine is outstanding. Again, that uncompromised performance feel while achieving best-in-class fuel economy, 31 miles per gallon in a full-size sedan is something that we're really excited about.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to get a chance to get inside the vehicle. They have been very, very crowded over there on the stand, but hopefully over the next day or so, I'll get that opportunity. And in the meantime, Bill, I really want to thank you for telling us all about all the engineering changes to this 2013 Taurus. When will it go on sale, by the way?
You should see this product in dealer showrooms early next spring.
Wow, so not that far off at all.
No, coming quickly.
Excellent. Thank you again, Bill.
Thank you very much.
That's Bill Grubing. He's the chief engineer on the Taurus. Doesn't seem that long ago that Ford introduced the new Taurus. They basically took the Ford 500 and redid it and brought the Taurus name back. And it's done reasonably well. Certainly the show performance version is a good bang for the buck. And I like the tweaks that they made for model year 2013. You're listening to special coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show here on Auto World. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anybody has any questions about any of the cars that we've been telling you about, a lot of these are either North American or world debut vehicles. And it's interesting to me, of course, with the price of gas knocking on $5 a gallon in many areas of the country, that many automakers are going back to utilizing turbochargers. There was a time during the 1970s and 1980s that turbocharging was very much in vogue, and now it's back again, except this time around they're getting it right. We're going to step aside for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more of the New York Auto Show.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are bringing you coverage of the recently concluded press days at the nation's oldest auto show, the New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside Volvo's president and CEO. He's the man himself, Doug Speck. How you doing there, my friend?
Ah, fantastic. I love the New York show. You know why?
Why?
Because it means the sun's coming out again here in the Northeast.
You're not kidding. You know, I'm a native New Englander, and boy, all of us in the Northeast paid a heavy cost this particular winter.
Yeah, well, our offices are in New Jersey, so we can relate.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you've got some really exciting news. You know, I'm an arrested adolescent. As you know, I just had my first child at a rather advanced age. So, you know, I love the performance
car. And I'm impressed with that, Bob. That's fantastic.
So let's talk performance in Volvo. I love the S60, and now you've taken it up a notch. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we introduced the S60 to the marketplace over the last few months off of the T5 automatic, which is the volume car, 250 horsepower, 30 miles per gallon on the highway. At this show, we're actually introducing the R-Design version, which is the halo car that sits on top. Fun to drive, 325 horsepower, 359 pound-feet of torque, and beautiful to look at. So pretty exciting addition to the S60 lineup.
Absolutely. I mean, the last R's were so well respected and embraced by the marketplace, and the S60 has gotten such rave reviews in base form. I can only imagine what the performance of this vehicle is like.
Yeah, we've done some work. We've lowered the car about 15 millimeters. We've strengthened the suspension, tightened it up a little bit, and put some different seats in so that you've got some lateral support. So it'll be a heck of a fun automobile to drive around each day.
Absolutely. I know you guys used a very unique marketing and advertising campaign for the S60, calling it the Naughty Volvo. Did you get a little bit of flack on that, or how did it go?
Well, we were purposefully stimulating with that exercise. And, you know, of course it's a bit tongue-in-cheek for us, but we wanted to make a statement that said, listen, yes, we're a terrifically safe brand. We provide great cars, great quality, very durable. But in addition to that, they can be very fun.
Yeah.
And so it was really in good fun, and I think it did cause a bit of attention. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I would imagine, I don't know, I've never asked you this before, does Volvo have great repeat buyers? Do they come back to the brand? How's the retention rate?
You know, we are a brand that's known for creating family loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how many people you run across, and they tell you the story that, you know, their mom or dad had a Volvo, and that Volvo then became the car they handed down to their kids, and that Volvo then became the car that they handed down to their kids. And every year we get pictures of families with 5, 6, 7, 8 Volvos in the range. So we have very, very strong brand advocacy and very, very strong brand loyalty, for which we're appreciative. And, you know, hopefully it's because we earned it.
Absolutely. And another vehicle that I'm very fond of within the Volvo lineup is the C30. I think it's a real striking design. And, you know, again, Volvo is known for safety, and you're introducing an electric variant of the C30. Folks in the tri-state area listening on our great New York City affiliate, WWRL, can come on down and take a look at it. But you are bringing up to me a great point offline, and that's safety and electric vehicles. And I know, being Volvo, I'm sure the design of this electric variant of the C30, you guys really thought it out quite well.
Yeah, I mean, of course, when we introduce any car, we're going to spend a lot of time ensuring that it's the safest car on the road. And with electric cars, you want to be environmentally conscious. You want to provide, you know, terrific range of fuel efficiency, et cetera. But you also have to build a car that, if it's in an accident, it's going to be safe. So we spent a lot of time in our design center figuring out the right way to position the battery pack such that, it, as an example, if you had a side impact, it wouldn't be in a position where it would be cracked, et cetera. And we think it's a topic that needs to come up within the subject of electrification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't hear a lot about it, so
you don't.
Not surprisingly, we're the ones that are saying, okay, yes, we're going to be all that, but in addition to that, very safe.
Yeah, I've heard it from some friends of mine who are actually in the law enforcement field and in the fire department field as well, that, you know, they have concerns sometimes when they go to an accident and it's a hybrid vehicle involved in an accident, and let alone an electric vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, quite literally, you don't want to be in a situation where you've got a battery pack that's cracked. There's things inside batteries that you don't want making their way out into the outside. So, again, it's really about where you position the battery pack, what type of steel you put around the battery pack, and if you do it properly, you can build a very safe car that's also electrified, and of course, that's our intent.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of the New York show here. It's always a fun show. There's a great vibe in New York, of course, and the Javits Center is undergoing some renovations here, so we're seeing some new locales for the different manufacturers, which kind of confuses me at times because I'm so used to the old setup. But
you have to go find General Motors.
You do, yes. Exactly. It's somewhere out there. I haven't found it yet. Yes. But tell us a little bit about the importance of the Northeast market to the Volvo brand.
You know, honestly, since Volvo was established in America over 50 years ago, the largest market share we have is in the Northeast quarter, probably partially because, you know, we've built durable, reliable cars that move well in snow. Today, still, the New York tri-state area is the largest market we have in the country. It accounts for about 17% of our volume. So it's a critically important area for us to succeed in.
Absolutely. So this is a very well-attended show. In addition to checking out the incredible F60R and that electric C30, what else have you got in the booth for folks to check out?
Well, we also are introducing the XC60R design, also with 325 horsepower and 359 pound-feet of torque. So whether you're in the market for a beautiful crossover or a sedan, and you're interested in really driving something that's got some oomph, we've got both bases covered for you.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, Doug, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, and look forward to getting you back with us soon here on the broadcast.
Well, I appreciate being on today, Bob. Thank you.
There he is, the president and CEO of Volvo, Doug Speck, telling us all about some new products from the brand. And it's true that the S60 sedan has won accolades. He had one as a test vehicle a while back. It had an all-wheel drive, turbocharged 300 horsepower variant, and definitely one of the best handling Volvos of all time. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Still to come in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to play not the complete interview because it's too long, but at least a snippet of an interview I did with Ian Callum, the design director of Jaguar, as they like to say. And at the New York Auto Show, they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the E-Type. And they had on display just a beautiful rendition of that. It was 1961, believe it or not, 50 years ago, that the E-Type first came to America. And the vehicle, of course, has gone on to become an automotive icon. We'll throw out a Jag trivia question just really quick. The E-Type was replaced in 1975 by a four-seater Grand Touring vehicle. What was that vehicle that replaced the E-Type? And then, of course, in 1996, it was replaced by the XK8. And for 2006, the XK8, XKR range had its second generation introduced to the North American public. But going back to 1975, this was a car that replaced the iconic E-Type. It ran for a lot of years, more than 20 years, but it was a totally different vehicle in that it was a four-place vehicle, not a two-seater. It did, however, offer, at least for part of its time, a 12-cylinder engine, and today these vehicles are relatively affordable. However, many people end up swapping out the V12 engine for a small block General Motors power plant or a small block Ford power plant. 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by to take your calls, and we'd love to hear from you. Anybody who calls in and gets the trivia question right, we're going to put you in the running for a prize from our good friend Warren Tracy, the head guy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. If you're going to be with us in the third hour of the broadcast, we're going to continue playing interviews from the New York Auto Show. And also Alto Reed will be joining us to give us an update from the road. Alto Reed, founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band and car guy himself. I'm Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a
a 518 horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. And anytime I go to any of the big auto shows, it's always my great pleasure to sit next to this gentleman. He is one of the greatest designers, in my opinion, in the history of the automobile business. He is the design director for Jaguar, and he's the one and only Mr. Ian Callum. Hey there, Ian. How you doing?
Hello. You're embarrassing me now.
Well, it's true.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
When you look at your body of work over the years and all the great things that you've done, boy, it's...
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate. I seem to have fallen in the right places. So, you know, when you get the opportunity, you just got to do a good job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take me back to that moment as a boy when you first saw your first Jag.
Well, you know, I fell in love with Jag at a very young age. You know, before I was 10 years old, and by the time I was about 14, I decided I wanted to be a Jaguar designer. And it just stayed with me forever. And it took another 30-odd years before I got there. I was 46, I think, before I got the job. But I went straight into the top, which, you know, I couldn't ask more for. So, but, yeah, it was my childhood was all about designing cars. It was all about Jaguar. And it just fell into place. Quite bizarre, really.
When you look at the history of Jaguar, it's so interesting. I mean, it could never happen today that the founder of the company could also be an engineer and also be a designer. Sir William Lyons was quite the gentleman.
Yes, indeed. And mind you, there are some bosses of companies that probably still think they're designers, but no, he was a real gentleman. He understood aesthetics. I'm not sure whether he could draw or not. I don't think it mattered, but he had a terrific eye. And of course, when he started building sidecars way back in the, you know, the early part of the century, it was all about aesthetics. It was all about the most beautiful sidecars. And of course, that then transformed into some of the most special cars in the world. And I've done a lot of studying into what makes them so special, because what I decided to do was really learn how to articulate why a Jaguar is special. And it's all about this sense of clarity. and a slight exaggeration somewhere of something, maybe a line or a form, but just that, very subtle. But it works.
It definitely does, and certainly Jaguar's been celebrating some wonderful anniversaries. It was just a little while back, 75 years, and for 2011, it's 50 years of the E-Type. Can you believe it? And talk about a timeless design. I mean, there's a vehicle penned 50 years ago, but still looks to me like a modern-day car.
It's a beautiful car, and what's worrying is it's 50 years ago. I remember it. I remember when it came out quite vividly, which is quite scary, really. But no, it's a very pure design, and Malcolm Sayer was very instrumental in the design of that car. He was an aerodynamicist, and I think it was his discipline as an aerodynamicist that created something that pure. You know, I think a more conventional designer wouldn't have had the discipline to just leave it alone and to put something on it. I certainly would have been tempted to put another feature on it or something, but the car is extremely disciplined and extremely pure and just simply beautiful. It's breathtakingly beautiful, especially coupe. I'm a great lover of the coupe.
Yeah, no, it's like you say, it's inside and out too. I always love the interior touches, all the gauges, all the switches. I mean, it was like you know, kind of stepping into an airplane of that era.
Yeah, it was. And you know, I fell in love with the gauges and switches just the same. And every time I drew an interior of the car, you know, when I was a youngster, it always had two dials in the front and four dials in the middle, because
yeah,
I just felt that was the right way for a car to be.
Exactly.
And it's fabulous. And they were all like that, of course.
Is it frustrating today as a designer as we move into more and more digital technology? I recently had my first opportunity to drive the new XJ, which is, of course, just an absolutely drop-dead vehicle. But the entire dash is a virtual dash.
Yeah, it's virtual, and that's a technology we'll step forward with. We've had a lot of debate how it manifests itself, whether we emulate round dials on it. You can see on the technology
yes.
we've got, they're actually emulating more physical entities. It's an interesting journey, this one, because it's new to us. The whole idea of displaying graphics in this way is new to us. And I think once we get to understand the technology, we'll do even a better job. And how you emphasize the technical side of it as opposed to trying to maybe emulate the mechanical side of it. But I think there's a balance somewhere there that we will find and discover. A sense of something very technical, very physical, but also the adaptability of electronics as well.
It certainly has the wow factor, as, you know, when you flip it into the sport mode and the gauges turn red.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of cool little bells and whistles built into it. And, I mean, that's another area, too, that we've touched on in past conversations. Isn't it amazing how automotive lighting has become, both exterior and interior, very much part of the design character of all vehicles?
Yeah, very much so. And when we embarked on the XF journey, we wanted the interior to be very special. And
yeah,
we really did, I think, pioneer a lot of the lighting techniques you see in other cars now, and all the what we call the blue lighting. But they really come on huge amount because the technology is there, it's available.
Mm-hmm.
On the exterior of the cars, of course, you've got LED technology coming on strong. And one day, fairly soon, if not already, there'll be cars with just pure LED lamps. And the flexibility that gives you from a design and style point of view is fantastic.
Because those LED lamps are so small, you could have a very, very low hood line.
You could have. You can very, very slim lamps. The idea of lamps need to be, 7-inch rounds or 5-inch rounds,
yeah,
long gone. In the next few years, we'll be able to make lamps almost any shape we want.
Well, let's talk about some of the big news here in New York. Speaking of the XF, which is one of my favorite vehicles in the world, you've done a refresh on it. Tell us about some of the changes.
We have. We've done a significant one. We've got the slimmer lamps on it, which is something I always wanted to get on the car. Much slimmer lamps, a larger grille, a little bit more assertive. Just gives the car a much stronger presence on the street, so we're delighted with the effect we've got with it. And there's some interior touches as well. We've changed some of the colours, we've got new seats in the car, and we've got a little bit of detail work in the back as well. New tail lamps with very high technology in there, so we're very, very pleased with that car.
So new seats part of the package. Tell us a little bit about the decision to go there.
Well, I always felt a little bit of disappointment that perhaps our seats in the previous car, the current one, were perhaps didn't have enough support on it, quite flat. As you,
yeah,
you've driven the car, you probably agree with that. And so we decided to put a little bit more support into the seats, more of a bucket feel. So they really do hold you in much better now. And we're delighted with them. They've got quite a unique graphic on the seats as well, which is very, very simple. And, you know, the seat that inspired us so much, the seat that always inspires me, is the original E-Type seat. It's so simple, it's so pure. I just want to capture some of that purity and simplicity in our seats. They're not the same by any means, but there's a sense of something there.
I mean, it's so true. Sometimes you don't need a bazillion different switches and massagers and power this and power that. All you need is a like you say, a pure seat design that works.
Yeah, well, it does have all this stuff as well, of course, because it's amazing what people expect now. Once you get something into a car, that's it. Everybody, it becomes a standard, you know, massaging and heated, cooled.
Yeah.
And that itself is quite demanding from a design point of view. You know, how do you get air through a seat, for instance?
That's true.
It's quite an interesting challenge. But I think seat design is going to come of age soon. I think we'll really get into the weight factor, the function factor, in a big way over the next 5-10 years.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other updates here in New York. So I can't wait to check out the XK, which is one of my favorite vehicles, and you've done a refresh job on that as well. Tell us all about it.
We have. We've been spoiled. Again, slimmer lamps in it, very high-tech lamps. And again, you'll notice all the lamps have a similar graphic now to the XJ, with similar detailing, so we get a family resemblance across them. And there's some detail changes in the car. It just gives it a little bit more of a few years more of the modern design. But the real special one for us is there's an RS version as well. And you've got to drive that. That is unbelievable.
I've heard stories about this vehicle packing. I believe it's 550 horsepower.
It's 550 genuine horsepower. Yeah.
Wow. And I hear it's got a mighty growl.
Oh, it just sounds terrific, you know, and we tune the exhaust notes now to the exact sound that we want, and yeah, this sounds a little bit like a racing car.
Wow.
So, and you know, all the differences, you'll see a lot of differences in the car. There's a lot of appendages on the side and the rear wing. It's got a rear wing in it, and I think people squint a little bit when they see it because they think this is right for Jaguar, you know.
Yeah.
But the reality, these things have been there for good reason. They're for the pure aerodynamics. You know, they're there for a reason. They need to be there. This car is capable of over 300 kilometers per hour.
Amazing.
And I know we can't drive that speed perhaps here in America or indeed in England, but parts of Germany you can and people do. So it needs to be very stable.
And you did a very interesting hood treatment on that vehicle as well. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, the hood treatment's got a few more vents on it, and it needs more air into that mighty engine. So it's got a very distinctive graphic to the front end of the car. A very distinctive nose as well, which you will see. It's, I always say Jaguar should never be aggressive, but it can certainly be assertive, and this car is definitely certainly assertive. And we've got new seats for the car as well. At last, I've got some real sports seats in the XK, which is something I've been pushing for a while.
Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. We thank you for coming along for the ride. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.